Okay, joining us now, you will hear him tomorrow night on AT&T Sportsnets. The stylings of the wordsmithing of the former Dynamo defender, Eddie Robinson. He joins us now. Eddie, what's up?
What's going on, brother? The wordsmithing, isn't that an interesting way to put it?
Wordsmith.
I'm not so sure I fall into that category.
Well, you know, that's what they say. If you're on TV or the radio, you better be a decent wordsmith. I don't think that applies to everybody who's on radio and TV, but it does. It does happen. Okay, let's get right into it and hear. Anybody that wants to join in with Eddie and I, 713-780-3776. I just want to hit you up real quick here. Lionel Messi to Major League Soccer. One, do you think it'll happen? Two, would you like to see it happen? Three, what would it mean?
Oh my gosh. I would love to see it happen. I mean, for as hard as it must be for someone of his stature in the eye of soccer fans around the world, it's got to be difficult to be humble. But I think he does a pretty good job of it, and that helps with his likability. And people just like the guy. And you bring him to a place like Miami, and, you know, it's almost as culturally diverse as Houston. Maybe not quite, but a huge soccer city. Major League Soccer, the way that it's going, I mean, it's on the map now. MLS is on the map now. Everybody around the world pays attention. You know, maybe not when I was playing years ago, but now they do. And to add him, his name beside David Beckham's name, if it is true about the ownership or the portion of the ownership, I've heard conflicting opinions on that. Yes, it is happening. Yes, it's not happening. He's being offered ownership. He's not being offered ownership. I don't care. Put his name beside David Beckham. Put it in the United States and market the mess out of this. And he will sell tickets, and he will be a draw at not just their stadium there in Miami, but all over Major League Soccer.
Yeah, it would be exciting. I positioned it earlier, and that there were two other significant player acquisition moments in the history of soccer in this country, and number one would be Pelé back in 75. That's before your time. And then David Beckham, obviously, in Major League Soccer when he arrived. So this would kind of be the third one. Messi would certainly sell out every single place he would go. Talking to Eddie Robinson tomorrow night, Houston Dynamo, Seattle, AT&T Sportsnet. Eddie and I will have the call along with Danny Rodriguez. We will hope you tune in. More importantly, we hope you get down to the stadium. So, Eddie, Seattle, and I know you watched them. I watched them as well. They had a very slow start in their game against Minnesota on the weekend, but then they put together a 45 minutes that just reminded us what the Seattle Sounders are. A little bit of a hangover after winning historically the CONCACAF Champions League. But they're coming into Houston tomorrow night off their best 45 minutes of soccer, and the Dynamo coming off a wonderful warrior spirit type game as well. This should make for a good one tomorrow.
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, both teams need the points. I mean, the Dynamo have moved themselves back into a playoff position after falling out after a good start to the season. They've struggled a bit in recent weeks, and as you said, they had a great performance on Saturday night, did very well, winning 2-0 over Nashville, which is not an easy game. And then Seattle, who has placed almost all of their focus on the CONCACAF Champions League throughout the beginning of this season and winning it, and rightfully so, they were all amazing. Now they're back in MLS, and now they've got their focus on Major League Soccer. So everyone they play should be on alert, and that's the same for the Dynamo tomorrow night. Seattle is going to come strong. They're going to bring it. They want the points. They need the points. They need to move up in the Western Conference. They were in very last place in all of Major League Soccer, but I don't think that's going to last very long for anybody that does pay attention to Major League Soccer. Seattle's got some players. Nicolas Ladero is fun to watch. Raul Ruiz Diaz is fun to watch. I mean, this is a team that's got some offensive firepower.
Yeah, we'll get back to Ruiz Diaz and Ladero in a minute. Let's just talk about the Dynamo performance. I mean, there were so many good performances. I think the bench did extremely well. I think I had mentioned in the first segment that the manager, Paulo Nakamura, pulled all the right strings tactically after the sending off. It was great to see the Dynamo, you know, just just have to reinvent themselves in a different way, playing a man down and do it so well. I made the statement in the first segment, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong, but that was one of the best managed games I've seen in years. The way they managed it out, the way they dealt with the crosses, the engagement of everybody, it was something I haven't seen in years.
Well, I'll certainly agree with you on the management side of things. I think Paulo Nakamura is visibly learning in front of our eyes throughout this first part of the season. And again, I'll reference in recent months games against Austin and FC Dallas when the team had the lead. I think he made too many changes too early. This time he didn't have a choice when he had to take out Thora Farson and bring on Sam Junk after the red card to Adam Lundqvist. But as far as the rest of things go and the other changes he made, he waited a little bit longer and did it later in the game, which I think really allowed the Dynamo to solidify their position in that game, get that second goal, take care of the lead. And if you look at the decisions that some of the players made once they come on, Tyler Pasher and then Coco Karaskia, who's arguably been the best player on the team this season, to just take the ball to the corner instead of giving it away so easily as the Dynamo have done in the past, to see the game out and to make the right decision. And that comes down to coaching. I mean, that's not just on the players. That comes down to the coaching staff. They have to drill this into the players' heads, and it looks like he's done that. This is a great moment for the Dynamo, for him to use, whether it's video, whether it's just as far as motivation goes, say, hey, guys, you've now set the bar. Let's keep it there. Let's maintain this. You've got another game against Seattle. Then you've got LA Galaxy on the road on Saturday. Then you've got Real Salt Lake. I mean, this is not an easy stretch coming up for the Dynamo, and this is exactly the kind of thing that they needed. So good on Paulo Nakamura. Good on the players. Now let's just see if they can maintain it.
58th minute, after Darwin Quintero did the damage, putting Fafapico in and drawing the penalty, Bartlow then, when they got that second goal, right away, Paulo Nakamura brought in Ethan Bartlow to be a third defender. And then to your point, he went with it until the 79th minute, then made a triple substitution with Pasher, Avila, and Dorsey. And everybody did a tremendous job, and we're all engaged and helped see this thing out. I love the fact that Coco Karaskia now, like you said, is blossoming before our eyes. He's getting consistent playing time now. I love the fact that Eddie, he just made some incredible decisions to help manage this game out, as did others, but he brought a little bit of a uniquer element to me where, you know, he could just run the ball out of danger, right? Or get himself out of pressure, find open space, run it out of the back, and just kind of give everybody a breather and get the team a little bit higher up the field.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, he's an interesting one for me, because last year I made no bones about it. I was very honest that his performances were not good enough to warrant the Dynamo buying him outright and paying that transfer fee that they had to pay to get him. But this season, he's been absolutely outstanding, and I would love to get inside his head and just kind of see what's changed. Where have the changes come? Is he just a little bit more comfortable now in the United States, in a new country, in a new league, with a new team? Now that there's a new coach. I mean, this is his second coach in 2 years. Now he's got the technical director and Pat Onstad. So there's a lot of changes that have come along since he came to Houston. So I'm very happy for him, and I'm very happy for Dynamo fans, because this is the type of player that I think will really complement Hector Herrera when he arrives in July.
Well, Hector Herrera is going to, yeah, for him to play with Herrera is going to be amazing. I think last year we saw the flashes, the glimpses, but I think last year certainly the culture was different, but also he had a lot of injuries last year that he was constantly coming back from. He got hurt in the Gold Cup. So I think now to finally see him settled, get consistent minutes, it's all good. And you know, the talk out of the Dynamo, a lot of this is around camaraderie. I mean, they're really, really talking a lot about the players, talking just about how the camaraderie's here. Now, we've heard that in the past, but you really do get the sense that was a galvanizing type of win. They did it without Sebas Ferreira. They're going to be without Teenage Adebi in the next game. They're going to be without also Adam Lundqvist. So they're going to have to make two changes at the back. So there will be some real challenges against Seattle. And let's talk about Rui Diaz real quick. We got 2 minutes. And Nicholas Ladero and, of course, Jordan Morris on the break. I mean, they got some dangerous players, a very different type of team. Those two guys that move so much, Rui Diaz and Ladero, that's going to be a real different type of challenge, isn't it?
Oh, without question. I mean, these guys are as good as they get when it comes to Major League Soccer. They score goals for fun. They did it against international competition. They're going to be playing against either Liverpool or Real Madrid come the Club World Cup, which is really awesome. But, I mean, these are guys that are also on a team that's very well coached. I mean, Brian Smith, I think, has done a fantastic job with this Seattle team since he's come on. And, you know, I really enjoyed hearing the story about the fact when the owner of the Sounders, Adrian Hanauer, called him originally to be the coach of their USL program. He didn't call him back. He got the message, but didn't call him back because he didn't know who he was. And to look at where this team's come from and what they've done, and, you know, Dynamo fans, somebody near and dear to their heart, and Will Bruin is part of that team. He's injured, but, I mean, this is another huge test for the Dynamo, that if they can win this game at home, it puts them in a great spot because we're getting near the halfway point of the season, and you need to be in a playoff position when Hector Herrera gets here. Because if you are, I think you'll make the playoffs. If not, it might be tough.
By the way, when you look at the Dynamo roster and everybody who played in that last game, nobody had a bad game, really.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Zeca had one of his best games. I think he's blossoming. And I thought Zeca showed us he could defend, too. Center backs were eating everything up. So.
Yeah, and we talked so much about Zeca getting forward and contributing to the offense, but that game, it wasn't needed. The game against Nashville, he needed to defend. He needed to stay back. He needed to stay wide and take out that wide channel, and he did just that. So he's a well-rounded player, and I expect to see a lot more of him.
He passed the test. All right, study for tomorrow. Watch some game film of the Seattle Sounders. That's what I'm going to do tonight. We will see you at the stadium tomorrow. Eddie, thank you for coming on tonight. Thank you for sharing your insight, and we appreciate it, as always.
Thank you for having me, Glenn. I'll see you tomorrow, man.